Thank you, Chairperson. A very warm welcome to all of you to this event, which has had the positive contribution of virtually every part of the membership. This is an event in which I have great pleasure to speak to you today. The workshop, being held under the auspices of the Committee on Trade and Development, is the result of the proposal in the CTD last year by Cuba and Ecuador. I wish to express my appreciation to Cuba and Ecuador for their efforts in this regard. I also want to appreciate the constructive engagement of all members in taking forward the proposal and making this workshop possible. To me, this event is an example of multilateral partnership which combines important traditional concerns with modern developments and reflects the decision taken by members at the 8th Ministerial Conference in December 2011. And to put it in perspective and implement it on the ground, we need engagement and partnership with other effective organizations, and I'm very pleased to welcome Mr. Patricia Francis from ICC and look forward to hearing both her words today as well as the subsequent partnership efforts which we will all be making. The decision of the members of the ministers sought to reinvigorate the work program on e-commerce, and especially its development dimension. The CTD was specifically mentioned as the body to examine and monitor development-related issues such as technical assistance, capacity building, and the facilitation of access to e-commerce by micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises, including small producers and suppliers in developing countries and in particular LDCs. The development potential of e-commerce has therefore been very explicitly recognized by the WTO membership, as well as an important focus on small, medium, and of course micro enterprises. And that considerably enhances the role which we see of various institutions such as ITC and development banks, etc., in making visions into reality. The first decade of the new millennium has witnessed a profound change and dramatic increase in the way business and trade takes place, with e-commerce playing an increasing role. There is enormous potential for using information and communication technologies to contribute to social and economic progress of developing countries worldwide. A key role is played by small and medium enterprises. Such enterprises have used ICT to improve business performance and opportunities, including the small and medium enterprises operating in some of the world's poorest regions and communities. In fact, if you look at international trade today, the buzzword is supply chains, just-in-time production. You can all, since you know this area well, imagine the crucial role ICT plays in just-in-time production, schemes in order to purchase and sell, link in the supply chain at the right time with the correct kind of efficiency in operation. That defines the central role of ICT today in the way we do business, in the way we do international trade. And in this context, of course, internet plays a large role. It has continued growing worldwide in terms of users and penetration. Although developed economies are very much ahead in terms of internet penetration, the so-called digital divide, developing economies have been catching up quickly. The number of users in developing countries actually surpassed that of developed countries sometime in 2010. Technological progress has indeed been thriving in both developing and developed countries, and this trend is expected to continue as the sector attracts more research funds and investment and better regulation. I speak here as an ex-regulator myself of this sector. There are many success stories, some of which will be presented during this workshop. However, it is clear that the use of e-commerce by small and medium-sized enterprises in developing countries and the benefits that can be achieved are still far, far below potential. This is especially true when it comes to mobile phones. In the past 10 years, mobile cellular subscriptions in developing countries have increased nearly tenfold. Not only have they helped to improve how businesses are run, they are also helping to close the poverty gap. Mobile phones are making it possible for rural farmers, as we heard, to engage in mobile money services, allowing them to open savings accounts, earn interest on their deposits, and access to a variety of credit and insurance products all through the phone services themselves. In fact, if you read this, you will see examples of what I am saying. And countries are now progressing in also implementing social schemes, direct payments in bank accounts, etc., using this same technology. So while e-commerce is the commerce aspect, there is a social aspect also, the spillover effect, which is a much larger development content that we will be able to experience through progress with the right kind of policies and support and technical assistance. For some of the current innovative ideas, especially in delivering social policies, the developed countries may find it instructive to examine and even catch up somewhat with the ingenuity of users and programmers in several developing countries. So it's an area where in certain parts the developing countries have made innovations which are new, and in much of this e-commerce business, the developed countries have a large lead role to contribute to our progress. The area of e-commerce thus provides the basis for two-way exchange of ideas and even investment amongst developed and developing economies. And it provides the possibility of leapfrogging for countries across the income spectrum. There is immense potential in this sector, which is experiencing significant growth. For instance, emerging markets like China, India, Turkey, and Brazil have seen exponential growth in the mobile web use, with figures far surpassing the more mature markets of developing countries. Mobile 3G subscription in the U.S. grew by 26% in 2011, of course, on a very high base. In contrast, Brazil, Turkey, China, and India saw spectacular growth rates, respectively, of 79%, 104%, 172%, and 1,050%. In fact, just last week I read the number of internet users in China is now significantly over 500 million. Over the next 2 days at this workshop, we will benefit from presentations by experts from international organizations, business, civil society, and academia. We will hear the personal experience of representatives from small and medium enterprises, and we also will hear the point of view of regulators in developing countries and least developed countries. Through these presentations, as well as from the interactive sessions, it is my hope that we will collectively learn more about what has worked and what has not, and what more needs to be done to facilitate access to e-commerce by small and medium-sized enterprises in developing countries. The issues to address include institutional, regulatory, and infrastructural aspects, national and regional capacities, and how some enterprises have used e-commerce and ICT technologies to improve their productive, commercial, and business performance. In addition, the type of technical assistance that needs to be given would also be an important point for discussion. The outcome of this workshop will contribute to the CTD fulfilling the mandate given by ministers. The workshop will also give pointers to the future direction of the WTO's overall work program on e-commerce. In the more immediate term, the discussions that take place over the next 2 days will provide insights also for the other workshop on e-commerce that will be held in mid-June under the auspices of the WTO Services Council. So there is a lot of synergy which would come out. E-commerce will certainly be an issue considered by ministers at the WTO's 9th ministerial conference in Bali this December. And the discussion today and tomorrow will provide good inputs for those deliberations. In conclusion, I want to add that achieving the full development promise of e-commerce requires several coordinated efforts. And e-commerce will increasingly become a more and more substantive part of the larger canvas of interlinked policy initiatives with major backward and forward linkages. Thus, we all, and I'm sure I speak on your behalf in this context, we all look forward to the discussion that will take place over the next 2 days. It's only through working together, through the joint effort of several stakeholders, as we have seen in the organization of this workshop, several stakeholders including international organizations, civil society, academia, the public and the private sector, that e-commerce can give full effect to work for development. I believe that our workshop, with the participation of such a distinguished set of speakers, will set us on a course towards achieving an important part of this potential and to advance the development potential of e-commerce. I welcome you once again. I wish you a very, very effective and useful workshop and discussions, and I thank you for your attention. Thank you very much.